WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The White House announced new sanctions against Israeli settlers in the West Bank linked to attacks against Palestinians.
President Biden is signing an executive order that will allow the U.S. to put sanctions on individuals who've engaged in violence or property destruction against Palestinians in the West Bank. Senior administration officials described it as non-discriminatory, applying to Israelis, Palestinians, or other foreign nationals who are undermining stability in the occupied territory. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. will not tolerate attacks on U.S. troops or personnel in the Middle East and will respond to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members in Jordan. Austin also apologized for failing to notify the president and the American people about this prostate cancer surgery and hospitalization. Austin says diagnosis threw him and he wasn't being secretive. California residents getting slammed by back-to-back storms with heavy rain and snow expected for the next week. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Dale Forbes. Wisconsin lawmakers working on a bill to suspend antlerless hunting for 4 years in the North Woods. About 20 counties would be included in the Northern Forest Zone. The legislation would come in response to hunter complaints about the scarce deer population in that area. The bill has support, but also opposition from hunters and wildlife groups. A lawsuit challenging the Wisconsin DNR's authority to require large livestock factory farms to acquire permits is being rejected by a Calumet County judge. Judge Kerry Reed this week turning away the claims of industry groups, which was opposed by Clean Wisconsin and Wisconsin Farmers Union. Farmers Union Executive Director Julie Cowan-Bomar.
We believe that large livestock operations need to be held responsible, and they need to be permitted, and that we need to uphold environmental standards. And so, really, this is a win for our members.
This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Areas of fog are continuing, dense at times, but should clear right around lunch as a weak cold front pushes in, bringing drier air. This will clear the fog and allow for mostly sunny skies and high temperatures climbing into the mid-40s. Do you need help with back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now, 1-800-281-8193. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
99.7
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. I saw this article that was talking about the decisions we struggle with on a daily basis. What to wear came in at number 4. Apparently, those people that were polled were not working in radio because I'm wearing PJs today.
And more. No
99.7 Max FM.
Turn. Just go ahead now, and if you just go ahead now. And if you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me maybe, just go ahead now. And if you like to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now. If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now.
.97 Max FM. You ever go to the grocery store and you can't decide if you're going to spend a little bit extra to get the organic lemon? Well, someone just bought a very old one, 285-year-old lemon, at an auction in England where they apparently auction off old expired food. Sold for $1,780. People will pay for anything, won't they?
FM Sports.
The Green Bay Packers have their new defensive coordinator, a name that nobody had on their potential radar. I'm Bill Scott with Sports. Packers have hired Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley to replace the fired Joe Barry. Hafley went 22-26 in his four seasons at Boston College. Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst also speaking with reporters right now, recapping the Packers' 2023 season. Big Ten leading Badgers back in action tonight, playing host to the Nebraska Cornhuskers in Lincoln. That one tips at 7:30 on BTN. It's Education Day in Green Bay, where the Horizon League leading Phoenix men already underway against IUPUI. Milwaukee is on the road tonight at Purdue Fort Wayne. The Badger women playing in Columbus against the Ohio State Buckeyes. Wisconsin has won two straight. The Hockey Badgers have one more practice day today, then face rival Minnesota in the first of a two-game Big Ten series at the Kohl Center tomorrow night. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM inside another 50-minute music hour. Thanks for having us on at work or wherever you happen to be. Taylor Dane now, Max FM.
Red roses, temptation.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Jay on your Thursday midday. Thanks for joining us at work. As I mentioned, you know, saving money is a good thing. And it's always trendy, no matter what. It's always cool and hip to save money. That is why we have the Big Deals store set up, maxfmbigdeals.com, to save on discounted certificates to local businesses. Check it out. It's maxfmbigdeals.com.
This is Kim Smeltz from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, let's discuss the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon. Contact me today to help align your strategy with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference at Community First Bank. cfbankinvestmentcenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. It's time for the 38th annual Baraboo Winter Fest, providing something fun for people of all ages. A jam-packed weekend of events starting Saturday, February 3rd and running through Monday the 5th. With our unique winter weather we're experiencing this week, be sure to follow along on their Facebook page for potential changes and updates. Just go to Baraboo Winterfest 2024 on Facebook or go to baraboowi.gov and search Winterfest. Also on Saturday, February 3rd, it's the Baraboo Cocoa Crawl to benefit the Friends of Baraboo Parks. There will be 14 amazing stops to try all different kinds of creative cocoa concoctions located all over downtown Baraboo. Stop by Becca Cates to get your tickets. Just $5 per person, and kids under 3 are free. This will be 11 until 1 p.m. on Saturday, February 3rd. Again, details for that can be found on Facebook. Just search for Baraboo Cocoa Crawl. And enjoy a candlelit hike at Mirror Lake State Park on Saturday from 6 until 8 p.m. Torchlit trails, bonfires, and more. The Friends of Mirror Lake will have refreshments and goodies for free to enjoy around the bonfire. A free event, but you will need a State Park sticker to enter the park. FriendsofMirrorLakeSP.org for more details. Kanamichi Craft Bar in Baraboo is the perfect place to meet family and friends for get-togethers and events. They have amazing charcuterie boards, wine from across the globe, craft beer and cocktails, retail wine, and gift cards. Kanamichi is at 126 3rd Street in downtown Baraboo. Be sure to check out their Facebook post for more upcoming live music, comedy, game nights, and events. Kanamichi Craft Bar in downtown Baraboo.
I feel occasional burning and stabbing in my hands as I age.
I sometimes feel numbness and tingling in my feet as I get older.
It's starting to get in the way of doing what I love.
At Nervive, we hear you, and we can help. Nervive's clinically studied dose of alpha-lipoic acid reduces occasional nerve discomfort in as little as 7 days with continued daily use.
Now that I know, I'm taking control.
Try Nervive Nerve Relief and say yes to healthy nerves.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We're kicking the month of February off feeling more like spring. Under partly sunny skies as high temperatures soar to the mid-40s. More clouds build in tonight and we fall below freezing to the upper 20s. We'll be a touch cooler tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s under a mix of sun and clouds. Still owe the IRS? Call Tax Solutions now. 1-800-281-8193. It's 37 degrees at our studios. 99.7
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her. Play along with the charade. There doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Jesse's
90s, and more.
99.7.
Fun, glorious.
Max FM.
Kids, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM, where we have just kicked off another 50-minute music hour. Divinals now. Max FM.
99.7.